Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield and this is Drop Dead Serious, and this is an episode that is going to be kind of by the seat of my pants. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm going to highly recommend that you go and you watch this on the YouTube version of Drop Dead Serious, because I'm about to fly through dozens and dozens of photos that I just got my hands on. And to my knowledge, most of these have never been seen before of Brian Koberger. These are photos that were pulled from his phone by forensics experts, Heather and Jared Barnard. They were hired by the investigators in Moscow to pull all of the data from Brian Koberger's electronics, his laptop, his phone, whatever they could find. And they told me about this a while back, but now I'm seeing it firsthand. They told me on my News Nation show, Banfield, that he took so many selfies and never sent them to anyone, never shared them. They were just for him. Didn't post them, didn't do anything. They were just for him. And I got a weird feeling when they told me that, but it compares nothing to the sickness I feel when I see many of these selfies. And when you see them, you're going to understand why I said that. Some of the faces he makes in some of these pictures, it's just the face of a monster. And some of the ways he admires himself is just so appalling. And also his physique, the way he just, I don't know, he's so vain. And he, for some reason, thinks his physique is fabulous, it seems, in these pictures. And really, knowing what we know about him, it is so shameful and sick to see him. Let me just start right away by the one picture that stopped me in my tracks today. It's literally the face of Brian Koberger as the monster we all know him to be behind those dead eyes. But now he actually shows himself that way. I have no idea why he took this picture. No clue why, but there's a couple of different angles of it. Very bizarre. I mean, I guess we've all made funny faces, but knowing who he is, it's not funny. Nothing about him is funny anymore, especially knowing he's always alone when he's showing these pictures. Many of the pictures are taken in his bathroom, as we've already known from some we've seen before, especially the infamous selfie that was taken right after the murders, where he gave the thumbs up and we saw the Band-Aid on his ring finger, imagining that may have been because he cut himself during the murders. Well, in one of these new pictures, he's actually shirtless in his bathroom and he's saluting himself. But what's interesting is that it's taken in December of 2022. That's either 4 to 6 weeks after, actually it could be anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks after the murders. And when he is saluting, you can see his ring finger again. Weeks later, the Band-Aid's gone, but the wound is still there. The wound on that finger, on that knuckle, is still there. And I don't know if this happened during the murders. All I can tell you is that wound was bandaged the morning of the murders when he took that self-righteous and self-important selfie in his bathroom, all showered up, so proud. That Band-Aid was visible on that same ring finger. I'm just going to venture a guess he didn't go off and do all those stabbings with a Band-Aid. Maybe he did. I don't know. But these pictures are so telling. There's one picture in particular that is an affectation of some kind, but it just looks like something out of a horror movie. He looks like he's got the face from a Halloween mask. It's an affectation, like I said, a blur, it's a lighting issue, but it's just so scary when you see it. Again, I don't know if he was trying to look scary, if this was an accidental picture, but I mean, it's just Michael Myers, you know, just so incredibly freaky. There's so many other pictures that, again, knowing who he is now, speak volumes. And I show you these pictures not just for the prurience of seeing someone I believe is a freak. He's just not one of us. He's in the category of Dahmer and BTK, right? I show these because I'm still interested in Dahmer. I'm still interested in BTK. I'm still interested in John Wayne Gacy. I want to know, A, how they tick, why they did these things. What are they like? How are they so different from us? And maybe most importantly, how can I recognize it in the people who are yet to come? Because we know there are more of these monsters out there, probably right now, among us, the wolves in sheep's clothing, walking among you. How can we recognize them? What pieces to the puzzle can we put together to just get a little bit smarter, to just know a little bit more about who these animals are that do these horrific things to us? Because otherwise, if we did nothing, we'd be lambs to slaughter. And we may just be anyway. But I'm going to do my damnedest to try to figure out every motherfucking thing about people like this. So the photos are all we have to go on. So let's keep going through the pictures. And what's fascinating is that so many of them are taken after the murders, and they're so self-important. He's flexing, he's shirtless, he's admiring his ass in front of the mirror in so many of the pictures. Originally, I thought it was just one. I thought it was just one picture with a new pair of jeans where he had the tag on it, and he was admiring his butt, or at least looking if his ass looked fat in those jeans. And the truth was, his love handles were hanging out, the hem, right? The waistband. There's a bunch more of those pictures too, those dark jeans. And I don't know, I have no clue if he was ever photographing any of the pictures of the clothes that he wore for the murders, likely the clothes that he discarded, buried or sank or did something. He did something to get rid of the clothes that he wore at 1122 King Road that night. But who knows if he bought some special or stole some special to have no evidence of purchase? Who knows? I did notice in a lot of these pictures, you zoom in, you see all these little details, right? Like the Don't Fuck with Cats people always zoom in on the pictures. I love that. I noticed the bottles of Pure Life water. Pure Life, huh, Brian? Really? Pure Life, important to you? Really? Pure Life, life, important to Brian Koberger, right? He had a whole case of this shit in his apartment when they executed the warrant and took all those photos of his meager existence in Pullman, Washington. And again, these pictures are from his meager little existence in Pullman, Washington, before he left for Pennsylvania. But there will be some pictures. I will show you some pictures from his home in Pennsylvania that he shared with his parents. One really weird picture that shows him, and I'll get to it in a minute, but shows him with some plastic bags on the floor. And we know he was arrested in the middle of putting his garbage, using plastic or using rubber gloves to put his garbage into little plastic bags to seal them. Okay, let me get you back now to this incredible photo dump. Dozens and dozens of pictures we've never seen that Brian Koberger took of himself. I'm starting with a lot of the pictures that he took before the murders. Many of the hiking pictures were taken in, you know, June and July and August. We don't know about pictures in September. This one is a strange one in a restaurant. I'm not sure which restaurant this one is in. I assume it's a restaurant. I think he set his phone up, say, on the salt shaker, took himself a selfie there with these curtained walls. And you can just make out there's like a, you know, the bathrooms are behind him. So that's my assumption, that is that he's in some restaurant, maybe in Moscow, maybe in Pullman. This one I look at because I see a shower curtain. And when I see him taking pictures of himself in the bathroom and I see a shower curtain, it just makes me sad again. Because we know that eventually he removed the shower curtain from his Pullman, Washington apartment when they executed the warrant. There wasn't one. And that's why I assume he probably took a shower after the murders. And as a criminology student, knew that any trace blood that was on him that he was showering off may have gotten onto the shower curtain. So better to just get rid of it. So it's always sad when you see the shower curtains that are still intact in the bathroom selfies that he takes. He takes a lot of pictures from different angles. So he'll be, there's this, you know, two in a row that are the same. It's just the same shirt, same location. Sometimes he tries smiling. Sometimes he tries to brood and look tough. But he does take a bunch of pictures of the same scene, and sometimes the same shirt, and now he's driving. I don't know if it's the same day or not, but here he is driving and here he is hiking in that same shirt as well. Thumbs up. Boy, he sure likes that, doesn't he? Sure likes to you know, be proud of himself with the thumbs up. That just every time I see that fucking thumb, I want to shove it. Yeah, you know what I mean. This one is the upsetting one. I don't know what he was doing here. It's just so creepy. It's so Michael Myers. Knowing now what he did and seeing this, I think it's that thing you can't unsee. This is an interesting picture. He's very sweaty. He's all dressed in black. It's obviously nighttime. I'm wondering if he's out for one of his late night runs and he has stopped in front of the Cougar's statue because that's the mascot for Washington State University, the Cougar. He even has a sweatshirt that has the Cougars on it. You'll see that a little later on. But, you know, here he is all proud of himself, sweaty and soaking wet. Okay, this is the weird stuff. I can't quite make it out, but he takes a lot of these pictures. He rips something out of a binder and he writes little codes and he tries to write them backwards and forwards because he knows that the camera or the mirror is going to reverse them. But he has all these codes that almost look like airline codes, like airline tickets. We haven't been able to figure out what the codes are, but a lot of these pictures, he'll snap of himself holding up a piece of paper like this with a date, his name, and one of these codes. And he snapped a whole bunch of these. See, there's one of them, right? With Brian Koberger, 07-11-2022, right? July 11, 2022. And then there's that code. It looks like an airline ticket, right? The strange thing is that when the investigators photograph these weird notebook notations with the large letters with Brian Koberger, a date, and then they actually redacted. They put a black box over the codes. Maybe they didn't know what the codes were either, but now we do because we can see them in the photos. But there's a lot of those. Now it kind of makes more sense, even though it doesn't make sense. What's he doing? What is he photographing? His name, a certain date, and an airline ticket. Maybe he's documenting his travels? Yet again, another bathroom selfie. Lindsay, is this the one? Are we zeroed in on this one? It's where he's checking his ass out in the new jeans, in the new dark jeans. Is this like a close-up or is this a different shot?
This is unfortunately a different shot.
This is another shot of...
Yes.
Yeah. His face is so, like, I don't know, pathetic. This is... there's a series of these. I didn't realize that. When I saw the first one, I didn't realize there's a whole series of him checking out his butt in these new jeans that he bought. He's still got the price tag on him. God help anybody out there if he returned them and someone else is wearing them. Or I mentioned this on my last night's podcast. I wonder if he's out purchasing clothes for the murders or stealing clothes for the murders so that there's no sign of a purchase. Because you know these clothes are never going to show up anywhere else. Where whatever he murdered these kids wearing, he got rid of that. He got rid of it. There's no way he would have been dumb enough to keep it and launder it because there was a lot of blood. There was. There was hand-to-hand combat with Zanna Kernodle. There's just no way that he wasn't covered and that he didn't get rid of his clothes. Here's an interesting one. He's at a ball game of some sort. This is, again, before the murder, so my assumption is this is on the West Coast, maybe Washington, but he's pretty proud of himself. And then I wondered if this was him actually taking the picture so he could see the girl over his shoulder. I'm not sure if she's in the band or if she's a broadcaster or what's going on there with her, but I did suspect that was maybe what his motive was to snap that picture and get the girl in it. Because the other pictures, she's not over his shoulder. Okay, this picture looks to be like he's standing in front of the state capitol. Lindsay, is that green flag the state flag for Washington State?
Yes, it is.
So this is Olympia. Capital of Washington State is Olympia. And I'll bet he's just on a little, I don't know, maybe a little field trip. But he's wearing one of that same t-shirts that you see him wearing a lot out on his hikes, a lot of his pictures. Is that Mount Hood? I'm guessing, maybe. That's sort of a famous landmark in Washington State. He sure seems to like to photograph himself outside while he's hiking and in front of key locations. He's not very good with a camera. He's always half in the shade and he tries to smile. There's that goddamn thumbs up again. I just want to hit him. Every time I see the thumbs up, I just get sick to my stomach because I know what he did the morning after the murders. So more of these hiking pictures out and about. Seemed to be quite an outdoorsman. Remember he had the bear spray? When they photographed his apartment, they had an unopened can of bear spray. Maybe for the hikes, maybe for victims. Who knows? Who knows what he was planning to do? But in a lot of his pictures, he tries to look really macho and handsome. And then he does this smile and it's all is revealed. Let's just put it that way. All is revealed. So let's keep moving. These again, I'll remind you, are pre-November 13th or pre-murder. Here he is. Let's go back to that one. Here he is checking himself out in a new shirt. It's got the tag still on it in front of what looks like some kind of a TJ Maxx sort of store with shoes behind him. I don't know if the shoes he's wearing are what he wants to see as well as the shirt. Lindsay, go down
it's
to the,
a Ross.
His feet.
I just looked at the tag. I think that's a Ross in this.
A Ross Dress for Less?
I think that's like one of the tags on this shoe. I think it is. It's a Ross.
Can you pan down to the shoes so we can take a look and see if he's trying on shoes as well as the shirt? Do you see tags there? No.
No.
Oh God, you know what I wonder about those black shoes? Just like the other stuff. He's dressed all in black when he kills the four University of Idaho victims. I wonder if those were the shoes. And I wonder if he got rid of them. You know, one of the things you'd have found out in the trial is if the shoes and all the photos were found when they executed any of the warrants, right? So you would know, we executed warrants. We found all these shoes in your apartment. Where are these, the ones in these photos? Because oftentimes they're, you know, the stuff that the killer gets rid of. Here's something pretty eerie. Brian Koberger in the dark. I cannot help but think that this was the face that was looming over these poor victims in the 1122 King Road house, although he did cover himself with a mask, you know, because he's just so brave, courageous. Here he is again, another one of these weird photos where he does a selfie with the note, you know, that he's written out in giant letters. This is August 17th. 2022, Brian Koberger, and then he's got that strange code. And again, it looks like an airline, you know, reservation code, but maybe it's something else. Maybe he's tracking his weight. Maybe he's tracking something else, but he sure did have a few of these on his phone, different versions of it, different dates, different codes. But then also the investigators found those pages and photographed them in his apartment. Again, more strange selfies. This one looks like he got a real tight fade. Maybe he didn't like the haircut because he really got wigged out about it, pardon the pun, and he took lots of pictures of the Brillo pattern that his hair showed in the back of his head. You can see his air buds and wanted to see it up close, I guess. I'm not sure what he's doing there other than maybe tensing. I don't know what's showing,
but his fist, like white knuckling right there.
Yeah, he really is. He's white knuckling. Lindsay, is there any other telltale signs there other than the shower curtains there? Any other telltale signs in that picture?
Another one. This one actually looks worse.
That's another
really
picture.
Red. Yeah.
Wait, that's another
really
picture.
Red.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, this is a second picture. And you know he's clenching his knuckles even harder. It's very strange. More pictures of the fade, the hair, vain, absolute vanity on this guy. Another creepy one, another creepy one. So many creepy ones. I wonder what he saw when he looked in the mirror. I wonder honestly what he saw. Before the murders, I wonder what he saw. And after the murders, I wonder what he saw. Okay, now I can tell you that this is, of course, as you know, the infamous picture from the morning of the murder. So this is November 13th. And there are pictures that are now dated as we move away from the 13th after he took this awful picture. He took plenty more selfies as he moved along. What date is this one, Lindsay?
These are both from November 25th, 2022. And then when we move forward, it's December 2nd.
This is December 2nd. So he's still in his apartment in Pullman. No idea what's coming his way in a month and a bit. Takes a lot of the same pictures. Do you notice? Like, there's always a sequence.
Yeah. And it's interesting. He's taking, this is after the murders. We're literally seeing the change
after the murders.
The change in his persona. Oh, yeah. The one you're about to go to. Oh, the shirtless ones.
This one is dated November. I'm sorry, December 2nd. Also,
is it December 2nd?
So this 2nd? Would be. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, hey, wait a second, Lindsay. Zero in on his ring finger. December 2nd. So this is only 2 weeks after the murders.
And that looks deep. And I'm going to say this because I have cut myself on accident on my fingers with a vegetable slicer.
Yes.
And it looked like that when it was just sliced and it was raw.
And this is his left hand. To my knowledge, I don't know if he's right-handed or left-handed, but he seems to be right-handed because he takes his pictures with his right hand. So maybe as he was in a fight, he nicked his own left ring finger. But again, he had the bandage on that finger the morning of the murders. If you zoom in, the ring finger, you can see that knuckle bandaged. So that's the 13th of November. And you said this is December 2nd, the saluting picture?
Yep.
2.5 weeks later, it's still healing, but the bandage isn't on it in this, half-naked selfie. I don't know what he's trying to see in himself there. He looks sort of like a war victim almost.
Yeah.
More selfies with the thumbs up.
3 days later.
3 days after that saluting picture. So that would be December 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another selfie. This one is
Washington State University black same, hoodie.
He's at his apartment. This is 12/9. This series.
These are from December 9th. The series of I don't know what he was doing. I wonder if it's possible he got back into drugs. You know, I wonder if any of it is possible. If he got back into drugs during any of this, during the murders. I wonder.
This looks like Ted Bundy.
Does. And we know he was watching Ted Bundy videos before they arrested him.
Now, these, he keeps putting his bangs back. And knowing what we know now, I don't know. It seems weird. Why is he doing that? Does he want to look at himself, how he might have looked? And I kind of, when we get to the next pictures, you'll kind of see why I think this.
Let's see.
These are from...
Is this the drive across the country with his dad?
Yes.
So here he is in a vehicle. Obviously, it's the white Elantra. That's what they were driving across the country. Dad was in the passenger seat for a couple of those police stops. Here he is at night. And you just imagine, like, dad's in the seat beside him, more than likely, and he's snapping these selfies. Unless he's at some... you know, gas station stop. But this is a picture. I keep thinking of what it looked like when he was driving in that white Elantra to murder those kids in the dark. This is what it looked like. He's behind the wheel. It's dark. Maybe there's a headlight behind him every so often. Who knows? But this is the scene. Like, this is what it looked like when he was on his way to a quadruple murder. But what you're seeing is the getaway. You know, weeks later.
Do you think that he wanted to see what he looked like?
I wonder. I wonder if that's what it is, if he wanted to see what it looked like while he was driving away in the dark. And also when he puts the hoodie over his face and it's the day before he's arrested, he just tries to look so scary, like a serial killer. It upsets me to see him with a dog. It made me angry. It's like he doesn't deserve dogs. I wonder whose dog it is, if it's his parents'
dog. He's at
dog.
Home at this point. Yep.
He's in Pennsylvania for this, right? This is the parents' house?
December 18th, all of these. And then the dog one is the 19th, but starts with the 18th right here.
Yeah, there he is with his black Wash U sweatshirt on with the hoodie up. And he took a few of these pictures. And they're just disturbing, the look that he gives the camera. These are the most disturbing. I mean, these and the clown face that he made. He really does want to check out his physique. He really likes to see himself flex.
These are all 2 days before Christmas.
2 days before Christmas? The 23rd?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting he didn't take any pictures of Christmas and the holidays, and they didn't put them in these files. Again, this is a driving shot, isn't it, in the dark?
Christmas Eve.
This is Christmas Eve. He's driving on Christmas Eve, taking a shot of himself behind the wheel of his white Elantra in the dark, which, as we all know, is exactly what he did so often, skulking around 1122 King Road for months and months, casing the place in the dark.
This is Christmas.
This is Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice. I'm going to take a selfie on Christmas Day. No Christmas theme.
This is Christmas. This is it too.
Christmas Day again.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look very happy.
He got coal. This is 2 days later, the 27th.
27th? Well, walls are closing in. He doesn't even know it. This is him trying to look cute with the smile. Doesn't work.
28th.
And this is the 29th. I know it. It's my birthday. So I know this picture. I'll never forget it. I can't unsee it. There's a couple of them like this, right? Takes a few like this, not just one. Yeah. I thought so. Couple of angles. This is just after he'd watched the Ted Bundy, YouTube videos, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Maybe he's trying to look like it because the thumbnail is of Ted Bundy on the YouTube videos, right?
Yep.
In the black hoodie.
Yep.
Mm. Little did he know he wouldn't be taking any more selfies the next day. He'd be arrested in the middle of the night trying to put his garbage into little baggies. Using latex gloves. The police found him all dressed in black. So this makes sense, right? This is what he's choosing to wear in his parents' home. They found him all dressed in black. And there's a picture, I don't know if you can find it, Lindsay, that shows him in his, looks like a pantry or the parents' basement. Place is kind of, littered with stuff behind him. But there's a box of baggies on the floor.
Good sense.
Good sense? Is that what they are? Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those are the baggies that they found him using, but there he's in the kitchen doing this as well, by the way. It's the kitchen. Who does this in the kitchen of your parents' house? Ew. I mean, it's just so, everything about him. I mean, listen, everything about a quadruple killer is unappealing, but this is just next level, this peek into his personal and private life, which, by the way, I have no issues. These are forensic evidence, these photographs. And this man is an enigma. We don't know why he did this. We still don't know what his motivation was. We're trying to find anything we can. Look at this. Look at this clenched knuckle trying to flex. I don't know if it tells us much, but we get at least an insight into this man, especially the fact that he had so many pictures of himself just for himself. He didn't send these. He didn't share. He didn't post. He just kept them for himself. Look, I consider myself pretty vain. I'm on TV, for heaven's sake. I don't have this many pictures. I don't have very many at all. Selfies like this alone in the bathroom? Certainly not like that. Ugh. It's just such
an
insight.
And this is right after the murders. It's so gross.
Like what date is this?
He does
one?
Look
this
different.
Is, what is this date? Is this the 22nd?
This is December 2nd.
December 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
You think he looks different?
I do.
What do you think is different about him?
I don't know. It's almost like it's like he got more confidence. He looks like he's exuding more confidence in himself.
Because all the flexing is late. It's after the murders. Yeah. All the topless pictures. This is all. And the saluting. Who are you saluting?
The ones before looked lonely. This is like I got a new lease on life.
By the way, I'm still not 100% convinced that he's not Papa Roger. Just the fact that they didn't make the connection doesn't mean he didn't erase the connection. And they did admit that he was good at wiping these devices. So it is entirely possible that he wiped everything Papa Roger, because it was starting to get a little too close to home, wasn't it? Yeah. The Papa Roger stuff. I mean, he was dropping stuff about the sheath and then trying to get people off the white Elantra. As soon as the Facebook group started talking about the white Elantra, he started to try to get them red herrings, get them off that tail. And I wonder if that isn't at some point when he finally said, I got to start figuring this out. Although, Lindsay, they do have posts that go up to December 30th, right? Like Papa Roger was still posting December 30th and then he was arrested the next day. So they would have confiscated the electronics really fast. He wouldn't have had time to wipe his, he wouldn't have had time to erase his connections unless and his profile.
Unless he was always operating maybe on a VPN or something. I'm not sure.
It blew my mind that prosecutors couldn't make that connection. That they could not make that connection to Papa Roger blew my mind because it just made sense.
If Papa Roger listens to this podcast, can they please come forward?
Yeah. In the comments, please. We'd appreciate it. Well, listen, I think we've gone through just about every one of them, of these new photos. And it was a lot to go through. And frankly, I got to say it was stunning just to see these brooding pictures. The ones that stand out the most are the clown face he was making, this awful yellow smile that he made, the Halloween sort of Michael Myers affectation, that the flexing shirtless with white knuckles, and then the salute with the wound that's still healing on the knuckle. I think so much of that is so telling. And I just wonder what it would have been like in a trial. You know, how much of these pieces would have been put together in the trial? How many pictures would they have said, these shoes don't exist anymore, these pants don't exist anymore, they're not in any of the closets or seized items that we were able to execute on warrants. We believe these are the clothes he wore in the murder and the clothes that he disposed of on the way. How many of these, the knuckle, we believe this is a wound that he received on November 13th when he murdered these four innocent kids. Let's say their names again, you know. Zanna Kernodal, Ethan Chapin, Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez. You know, these kids would be out in the workforce now and maybe even getting married, maybe even planning their families. They just were so cut short and such innocence. And I want to repeat something we've learned just recently. In a lot of the evidence and the body cam interviews, again, every little piece is one more piece of the puzzle, but this one stood out. Over and over, I kept hearing different interviews where people said, no, these four kids were so nice. They didn't have any enemies. Police would say, do you know anybody who's got a beef with them? And no, they all said the same thing. All the witnesses who were interviewed said the same thing. No, these people in this house were really, really nice. They didn't have any enemies. And so it just brings home yet again, one more aspect of absolutely how unfair this was, this random targeting. We're not there yet, are we? We don't know why. We don't know why Jeffrey Dahmer did what he did, why BTK did what he did. But every time I learn something new, I am starving for those facts. I'm starving to find out what makes certain people in our flock turn that way. And I'm starving for red flags. I just feel like the more we know, the more maybe we can see the flags, protect ourselves. You know, obviously it's impossible the way these kids were killed. They couldn't see it coming, but listen, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, sitting through all my rambling. I appreciate it. I know this is a long podcast, a lot of photos to go through. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And if you remember one thing from this podcast, I always say it, the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.